And it's a welcome to a very special podcast here for On Your Bike, because I'm speaking to you actually from backstage at Liberty's in Middlesbrough. The top floor of Liberty's in Middlesbrough, actually, the function room, where we're actually about to go into the official Team Manila Cycling Awards, an annual event which we're privileged to actually be at. Tony McDonough, of course, will be co-hosting the evening, co-hosting with myself, Alex Levchuk, which is quite exciting in every sense of the word, and hopefully we'll be providing you with a general insight into some of the fantastic work that Manila Cycling have actually been putting together over the last 2 to 3 years here, but celebrating the start of a brand new cycling season here in association with SouthsideBroadcasting.podbean.com and producing the very best On Your Bike podcast on location that we can. So a few moments ago I was talking from, I refer to it as backstage, it's more kind of side stage really, but co-host, co-presenter for this evening, ace genius behind Team Manila and of course the whole On Your Bike scenario, Tony McDonough's with me. Tony, what are you looking forward to this evening?
I'm looking forward to a very exciting evening for the next couple of hours. We've got a full house, a lot of excited people.
And of course, one of the things that we know that even the winners don't know as yet is who's actually won, but we can't say anything, obviously.
Yes, only one of them has an inkling because he won certain events last year, but the two riders of the year have absolutely no idea at all.
We are to be found, as we said, at Liberty's in Middlesbrough in the function room, and it seems to have scrubbed up very well, it has to be said.
I think we've turned it into sort of working men's club look to Oscars evening, yes.
Well, it is the season of awards, as we'll be saying when we launch the whole thing in a few moments. But I get a sense of anticipation here. We've got two bikes on stage, brought to you, of course, brought to the stage, of course, by a wonderful Italian organisation whose name is
Guerchiotti in Milan.
So there we are, lots of stuff there. And in the background, you've got a slide show that's effectively sort of showing some of the highlights of 2015, 2016.
Indeed, yeah, it's a bit of a montage, and then that'll go into specific team ones and a very sort of flash introduction in 15 minutes' time.
And counting.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second Manila Cycling Team Presentation and Awards evening. I'd like to start the evening off by giving a round of applause to the sensational music person extraordinaire, Connor Owen. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you very much. Some very kind words with me there. Not been described that fancy in a long time. Anyway, I've got to play a few tunes here to get you on the way with the evening. So I'll do a few covers for you first. This is a classic Ed Sheeran. This is called the A-Team.
Green and the snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour cheeks. Life gone, days in, struggling to pay rent. No nights, days been. They say she's in the crest.
Brilliant. Who needs the Brits, the Golden Globes, the Academy Awards? We've got the Manilas. Fantastic. Tony, would you like to join us on stage as a fellow co-host and presenter this evening as we head through the official welcome to the Manila Cycling Team presentation? And it's all partly due to the genius that is Tony McDonough. How are you doing?
I'm not genius, Alex. Far from it.
Oh, I don't know. As we said, actually, without Tony, when I arrived this afternoon, even the tables were bare. He did everything in this room, absolutely everything. He polished the things, it's amazing. But here we are. 2014 was when the whole cycling thing kicked off, and I remember it well. Sort of podcast juniors from our point of view. Yes, I should start by a thank you first to Alex, who's been a supporter of the team for 18 months. Alex is the man behind all his podcasts, does all the work for free, gives all his time for free. So if you could just give a hand to Alex, because he's done a lot. And now you can put a face to the voice.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. It could be shocking, you know, all sorts of ways.
Yes, 2014 was indeed special. And these guys, some of these guys, went and won the regional title. They weren't supposed to win the regional title.
Before we actually move on to that, though, let's just tease them, because this evening is going to be even more special. I can't believe when I looked at the running order. Live music, live cycling displays, and awards as well. It's amazing.
Red arrows and everything, I know.
Value for money, £5.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable. But moving on from that particular perspective, obviously it's about a celebration. I think the C word is very much the four here. I won't be doing any sort of scene in front of comments.
No, we're missing Ellis tonight, otherwise we would have the C word.
It's a celebration of all the great work that Manila has actually been involved with, Team Manila, and so on. But if we can actually cast our mind back a wee bit and go back those 18 months to 2014, we see that the actual team itself made a remarkable debut start. I mean, it was remarkable. I was stunned at this whole thing. This is going to be the story of Manila in 2014.
Well, it is. When I get all the chance to go up there and present.
I know, it's the whole thing. I'll feel. That's it.
What you've got tonight is a Bushhampton deck, really, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking, and Walker Wise, they're probably too young in the audience to remember Walker Wise. I think
somehow we'll shambolic could get through the next hour and a half.
It will be splendid.
At the finish line.
Exactly.
Rather like some of our cycles.
We thought of that. We thought possibly Mick Fleetwood and Samantha Fox, but I wasn't getting to like her in any way, shape or form. But still, let us proceed from this point of view. As we said, this remarkable start that Team Manila actually sort of put together in 2014, recorded really to reflect on some of the important sort of experiences that you've actually been through and continue to go through, because when I actually looked at this before the evening sort of kicked off, I thought, that's amazing, you know, in every sense of the word. So just settle back for around about 600 seconds or thereabouts. Oh, maybe a little bit less than that. No, five or 6 minutes of sheer magic. Are we okay to it? You see, this is the classic line. Technical operators, media devisors, a whole range of things slotting into place here, and I think we're ready to go.
And here they come around the final sweeping bend. Oh, it's going to be a bunch sprint. Baxter hits the front, but here comes True Pigeon out of nowhere. He hits the front. Pigeon's going to do it. He's holding on for the line, and Pigeon wins. That is Manila Cycling's first ever win as a team. What a display of power from True Pigeon. It's been a textbook team display from Manila Cycling today. A six-man lead-out train is inside of the finish. Wind goes sideways and hands over to Brooks. Brooks leads the Manila train into the home straight, and here comes the Professor. Adam McManus fighting for first place. It's going to go to the wire, and McManus wins. And what a display of teamwork from the Manila boys. They controlled the race from start to finish. This is going to be a mass finish. Here goes Greg Booth. He has full power on him. There's no living with him in this mood. He's pulling away from the entire field, and Booth wins in front of his sons on Father's Day. And there really is no stopping this man in a sprint finish. And Booth's season just gets better and better, and the points stack up for Manila Cycling. The last twist in the road in a 9-month season negotiated by McLean. He's inside of the finish and his third win in a row. This man is unbelievable. He turns on the power and McLean wins again. If there ever was any doubt, it's gone now. Manila Cycling are the 2014 champions in their debut season.
A lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong.
Gets you a tear in the eye. Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. I think this is a round of applause just for that, really. You're done. Yay! £417. Tony, how did they do it?
I didn't do anything. I just didn't watch them. The main guys from 2014 are sort of Greg Booth, Adam McManus, Adam Brooks. Lots of top men. I can't think of Evans Hutchinson, but a remarkable bunch of men.
Absolutely. And three of them, I do believe, might be with us this very evening.
Yes,
and are set to actually join us on stage.
Yes, they put
to
the
have to live with you.
So we can have on stage Greg Ostrastrelli, the Hutton Express Ian Creek, and Paul Sill Jose Cellino. Come and join us, please.
Gentlemen, please join us. This is your show. Love your lives, it's your show. I think the safest route is that way. Oh, you've taken the long route. My word. Very impressed from that point of view. Paul, if we come to you first, because you've just got back from Spain, haven't you?
Yeah, about 3 hours ago.
So weather, Spain to Middlesbrough, pretty much no difference whatsoever.
Depends where you were. It could have been colder at times, but no, it was okay.
I know everybody's keen to know, both listening and indeed here this evening, how's the training going for the upcoming season?
Not too bad. Better than when I went, anyway.
And does it help actually being in Spain?
It does, yeah. Without a doubt.
Excellent. The Hutton Express. The Hutton Express. This seems to, not only are you a fairly, shall we say, chronologically gifted starter to the whole thing, when you actually start, but you're an inspiration for folk who maybe part of their 40th birthday are thinking, I'm going to get on my bike as well.
Absolutely. If you enjoy your cycling and you feel you want to try something a bit more competitive, do it, is what I say. You might surprise yourself, and I think I did, albeit it's getting harder.
Well, talk about surprise, but I hear that you're actually currently looking to a London to Newcastle cycle run. London to Newcastle, on bike.
The other way around, Newcastle to London, but yeah, it's still 310 miles in 24 hours. So.
Quite right, of course, you've got to civilise the Londoners, it's going to be a slight Newcastle down to London, quite right. So why?
It seemed a good idea at the time. I like my challenges. I like my long distance cycling, and that's a serious one to kind of tick off and say that you've done.
Paul, your thoughts on this one?
The endurance is a good event to get into. Racing is also something slightly different. I mean, they're very challenging, the things that Ian does. He seems to be ramping it up every year with longer and more. Harder events, more climbing and further afield as well, so good luck to him on that one. It's very challenging.
And that Hutton Express, presumably, it's to actually sort of take on board the challenges of trains and other things that we will be travelling down as well?
Well, it was early on in our training, there was a run down into Hutton Hall, and it's one of my favourite runs. It is downhill rather than up. I'm better downhill than going uphill. And yes, it was a route that people kind of couldn't quite keep up on that particular day.
I said I was impressed with respect to points, but we actually have with this next young man, I'll just move around this way, it's probably easier, the highest, in fact the biggest point scorer. How many did you actually get?
I'm sure to be honest, Tony. I think 52, 54, something like that.
52, yeah.
One for every week of the year. Unbelievable. Greg, did you set out with that ambition?
No, I didn't, to be honest. I only started riding my bike 2012, and let's say my first race was Crofton in the Cat 4 race. I think I got dropped after two laps, rode on by myself.
You were dropped?
Yeah, I struggled big time. But I just kept plugging away, and it just didn't work in the end. So.
I think inspiration comes across from that point of view. So what's the target? I mean, you're 52 points, so are you looking for sort of, to make 100 one season?
No, like I said, I haven't been doing much training lately, we've been with the priorities, so I'm hoping to get back into it this year and hopefully help the team achieve what we did in 2014.
And looking back, I say, to 2014, that's an achievable target, we're going to go again?
Yeah, I think it should be with the lads out here. I think it is achievable, yeah.
Brilliant. Paul Sill, Greg Booth, Ian Creek, three absolutely wonderful, fantastic heroes. Round of applause, please. Thank you.
move on to the 2015 awards for the three lucky winners.
They're silvery, they're glittery, they're golden, they're all here.
It's more than Prosecco, I've got my eye on.
Fair enough.
So 2015 didn't quite work out as we planned. We've got a new sponsor, we've got new riders. Some of those riders were the wrong characters. They might be the room tonight. But we asked some riders to carry on racing, carry on doing the best. Some riders did, some riders didn't. So we're here to acknowledge the riders who did. And the women especially flew the flag in their first season and did an unbelievable job in the first season. And really, the last week of the week or two at Croft with a field of 20-odd, that was testament to what the women did at the racetrack last season. And that was the result. That was the result we wanted, was to get women cycling established as much as the men, and did well on the road to doing that. So how we've worked is we have a Rider of the Year vote, or Rider of the Week vote, each week that you've already been voting on. Those votes accumulate, and the obviously the most gets the Rider of the Year award. So taking out the riders who are sadly not with us cycling anymore, we've reached certain riders who are still riding as Manila riders. So the three nominations for the Women's Rider of the Year 2015 are Hazel Wright, round of applause. Nikki Metcalf. And Grimsby's finest, Pam Greer.
Should we have an envelope? Should we have an envelope to open up? No, we'll just go with it. The winner is Nikki Metcalf! She's on the way to the stage room, and I just thought, where are we going? Trying to be multitasking here, but you know, holding microphone and things, just hold on to it, that's good. Nikki, fantastic, congratulations, very well done.
Thank you very much.
Again, talk about inspiration, what got you involved with the whole cycling world?
I joined cycling to take part in something with my husband, and a couple of lads just sort of said, have you ever thought about racing? When someone puts something in your head, you just sort of think, I'll give that a go. Tony put something on social media about starting up a women's league, and it all went from there, really.
And proof, if proof were needed, that the sisters are doing it for themselves. You know, we continue this sort of success level, because obviously the two other households we heard from, great stuff in them. I mean, you must be really pleased with how the whole women's cycling scene is going.
Oh, definitely. I mean, last year we were struggling to get 10 on the line, and last week, I think we hit 27 on the start line, so it's definitely made the mark.
Historically, we go back to the 1900s, there was a magazine called The Cyclist. So women have had a kind of history in this. Do you think you're kind of seizing the whole initiative back again?
Yeah, probably. Maybe it's trying to make a mark in the northeast, as well as obviously everything works down London. But let's get the northeast on the map.
And Nikki Metcalf, you're at the forefront of that. Nikki Metcalf, many thanks indeed. Brilliant stuff. Well done.
Brings us on to the Male Rider of the Year. Some strong competition, and I think this year's prize, or 2016 prize, will be unbelievable, judging by the team we've got and the way the votes have already been spread out after a first month of racing. It's going to be quite a fierce competition for 2016. But using the same calculation that we did for 2015, the nominations for the 2015 Male Manila Cycling Rider of the Year are Paul Dixon, Mr. Robert Wallace, and the quiet man of the team, Russell Wright.
And the winner is Russell Wright! back to the site. Yes, he is. He is coming through. Quiet man, working our way through this. We've got an interesting line, Russell, but I'll do the presentation first. And the question I actually have, Russell, is why no nickname?
Don't I have to ask everyone else?
Well, it's something which kind of has given us just one or two sort of causes for concern here, because, you know, we go through the team, and Tony will attest to this, everybody's got their own sort of leading nickname, it's, you know, the sort of thing there. And yet, despite your interest in carpentry and keen carpentry skills there's just no nickname whatsoever.
Yeah. The carpenter was mentioned a few times.
I think that would actually work, the carpenter. That's got to turn that.
Well, now he's rider of the year, isn't it, for the next year?
It didn't seem to stick, so.
We'll work through that. Again, your thoughts on the whole sort of thing. Did you expect this award?
No, not at all. I'm quite shocked, actually.
And a new nickname as well?
Yeah, even better.
It's just getting better and better. Thank you very much.
It can just be referred to as the best.
Simply the best, absolutely. Many thanks indeed. Russell Rock.
So returning quite soon is the Captain Cook Hill Climb, which will be the first part of the Manila series, which is the guys new to the team, we run a sort of inter-team competition. There's usually about six go on. The first one is Captain Cook's Hill Climb. Mr. 007 James Wilson climbed that in 5 minutes something ridiculous, beating Chris Leith by 0.03 of a second or something.
Is
like that
humanly possible, Tony?
It is for this man, yes. He took the first round of the Manila series. It's a six-round series with an overall trophy. It quickly developed into who's going to finish second behind Robert Wallace competition. As a young man sort of dominated the entire series. The next round was, a SEMA time trial, and then we did a sort of road race around SEMA, and Rob destroyed everybody. So it's no surprise to say the Manila Cycling Series winner is Mr. Bert Wallace.
Indeed. I gather due to your age we might have to take the alcohol back there.
Perhaps, yeah.
Past your mother, I believe.
Yeah, probably.
So, not that we're implying anything about Mrs. Wallace, obviously from that point of view, but still. In terms of time trials and working through that, I mean, what's your advice? I mean, clearly you've got the ability, the skill, the overall sort of way of winning. What would you recommend to anybody who's just starting out?
I don't really know, just sort of set off at a pace that you know you can sort of achieve for the full course, and then maybe over the weeks just sort of try and improve on the pace.
And in terms of obviously where you're going from this point of view, I mean, I'm thinking Rio, possibly, but the whole range of things, what is it that really appeals to yourself?
I don't know, I just quite like the time trials, but I'm just going to start doing road races this year and then see how it goes.
Some of those figures were quite phenomenal. Did you set off with them in mind? Did you think, yeah, I'm going to beat these sort of trials? Was that the whole nine? Did you visualise it and take it from there?
Well, the SEMA time trial was where I started off, really, and I knew I could get a good time on it, and I knew my PB was quite good on that. So
clearly the next generation is in safe hands. A round of applause, please, for Robert Wallace. Thank you, well done. And so we're back to two back-to-back videos, I believe, Tony, in terms of the next sort of series of memories, sequences of memories here at the event. Would you like to press the button, son?
Thank you.
And that was 2014-2015. Amazing. But we're looking forward now, because the new lineup for 2016, in association with Gwerd Ciotti, is very different. One of the biggest changes to the new look team is the formation of a women's team who will race under the Manila Cycling name for the first time ever. Here's the lineup.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
The remarkable 2016 women's team are already in the top 25% nationally. And that's only with a handful of them racing.
Phenomenal.
Already, yes. So please welcome on the stage from that team, Nikki Parker-Bell, Pam Greer, Nikki Metcalf and Alana Pryor.
Stage to have as few obstacles as possible, because we don't want to be responsible for any injuries in any way, shape or form. Nikki Parker-Bell, can we come to you first initially? So, Nikki. Right. Manchester last night, I believe.
No?
Was it not the, was it not the Manchester Velodrome?
No.
Oh, that's Alana. Right. The research. Sometimes you just think it's there. Alana, the Manchester Velodrome.
Yes.
So what were you doing there?
Doing the track lead racing.
Phenomenal. And you are actually the baby of the team in many ways, I believe.
Yeah, I think I'm the youngest, so...
Well, less chronologically gifted, that's how we use it. Or experientially enhanced. It's important from that point of view. Pam. Let me have Pam here. Pam, Grimsby.
Yes.
Grimsby needs all the help it can get in the light of, obviously, the Sacha Baron Cohen movie that's coming out. What is it about Grimsby that effectively makes you want to cycle away from it?
This team, really.
Excellent. This team, how funny. And back to Nick again. We heard the figures there and the stats from Tony. A great start.
Definitely. We've got some good ladies. We're all turned up on the start line, and we're going to do it this year.
And would you endorse that?
I certainly would, yes.
This is important, particularly as I sort of mistook you for a Manchester Velodrome person to start off with. One of these things, the rehearsals worked with. Ladies and gentlemen, please, huge round of applause for the Team Manila ladies team. Thank you. And as we go, obviously, ladies first, now it's the turn of the Manila Cycling Gentlemen.
Breaking sports news just reaching us is that John Mecklen has left Ajeev Skilicke to rejoin Manila Cycling for 2016. Mecklen returns to the team where he started his cycling career, and the news is guaranteed to send shockwaves around the Northeast race teams. More on that story as it develops.
Cycling men's team, a rabble of 20 odd gentlemen, all controlled by one man. Please welcome on stage Adam Brooks.
I'm very tempted to break into it. Go Adam, go Adam, go Adam Brooks, yay! My word, phenomenal. Adam, ambitions, what's going to happen in the next season?
Repeat 2014, I suppose, and better.
And better. Excellent. So how are you going to do that, then?
Win races.
Excellent. That's all that. Keep it simple. Keep it straight to the point. So what's the secret? I mean, for people who are sort of maybe listening into this podcast, they're thinking, what is the secret? What is Adam's ultimate sort of prescription for top quality cycling?
Hard work. I think as long as people apply themselves and get a bit of just want to work hard and want to do it, really. It's just having that bit of extra effort than just turning up.
And of course, the Manila Cycling brand is still relatively new in terms of racing terms. I mean, it's phenomenal success. Did you anticipate this level of success when you first signed up?
No, I think when I first spoke with Tony, you could tell that Tony was passionate about it and wanted it to be successful, and that's kind of what got me on board in the first place, to be honest. And I'm always one of these people who doesn't sort of get involved with something if I don't want to. Anything I do, I want to win, you know, so that's always my opinion. I always say to the guys, if you're getting on the start line, you've got to have an attempt to try and win, otherwise, what's the point?
Well, we said this was going to be about celebration. I think you manifestly sort of demonstrate celebration in every sense of the word from that point of view. We have a raffle, I believe, that's actually coming up. Tony, want to sort of share some thoughts about that?
Indeed we do. I think it's your last chance to buy tickets before the food circus, we're going to draw it straight after.
And it'll be drawn by our musician this evening.
Mr. Connor Owen, yes. We'll have the honour. And some of the prizes are quite good. There's the Velo 29 Sporty, which is worth quite a lot of money because it's
Is that a good prize, Adam? Would you say that's a good prize?
The Sporty prize, yeah, very good. It's worth quite a bit of money, that.
It certainly is, yeah, over a full season.
Celebrity endorsement as well. Fantastic. Good, the rehearsal works tremendously well. Well, that actually concludes the past and the present. And after the break, we're going to look into the future. Yes, we've already started with Adam here. Round of applause, please, for Adam. Start off with. I'm just glad he didn't jump off the stage getting down again, because who knows, an ankle could be disaster, Tony. Disaster in every sense of the word.
It could be. It's worth just acknowledging what Adam did in 2014, because out of those guys that won the title, only two had ever raced before, and Adam took them from never ever racing to winning in front of seasoned cyclists. Quite an achievement.
If we were actually having a roving camera moving amongst you, we'd obviously get some reaction shots now, but I think another round of applause for Adam Brooks, so that'll ring. Fantastic. Hey. Well, as we said, in the second half of the production, we've got cycling demonstrations, we've got the junior team, but ladies and gentlemen, food is now being served. We can see it along there, all nicely put out. And to accompany your meal, can I ask you to give us a big welcome back to ace musician and general all-round wonderful person, Connor Owen. Thank you.
Don't you know, all about that bitch, don't you know.
fantastic. No drama. Thank you guys, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, Connor, excellent stuff. Once again, a round of applause for Connor Owen, thank you. And if you'd like to return to the microphone, Connor, we've got a few other things to actually work through, including a little bit of raffle drawing and so on. So, just move up there. Connor, do you cycle yourself?
Not proper, not like these guys. I cycle maybe.
Did you cycle from Newcastle to Middlesbrough today?
I definitely did. No, I took my lovely van. But you know what? I think after seeing you guys, I think I might want to cycle more.
Well, there we are. And more importantly, for those people who've been struck by the magic of Connor Owen, they might be more struck by the magic of Ren. But there's a new single that's coming through. Would you like to share with us where people can actually get hold of your upcoming tunes?
Well, this is it. The reason why I'm here tonight is because Tony and I are working together on a single that I've got coming out. So my original music, I go under the name of Ren. And my debut single coming out on March the 11th, called My Heart Belongs to Ireland. I used to live there for a while, and my family's Irish, so it's quite a personal thing for me.
And we had a sneak preview, and some of my studio audience people actually were in tears. It was that good.
It was
heartrending. But I see that Tony is not in tears at present, and it makes a change, actually, because normally I'm pressing the buttons, Tony, whilst you're actually sort of doing the sort of general chitter-chatter. But you're doing multitasking as ever today.
Now, one task at a time.
One task at a time. Okay, focus. That's the key thing. And Connor is going to be the drawer of the raffle.
The raffle, yes.
Right, five fantastic prizes. Thank you to everybody that's bought tickets. We've raised nearly £200 for the team, which is a fantastic night. Go straight to the team pot. So there's five prizes available, and as Connor draws the different tickets, if you can select any one of the five. The sporting entry, the winner of that, if you'd speak to me, and I'll let you know how that's going to work to get the free sporting entries. So the first winner is...
Pink, 181 to 185.
That's a whole strip. Greg Ostrater-Elli. 181 to 185, well done.
Ooh.
It's the tension as the prize is actually selected. It always gets me every time. Which one's he going to go for?
The Sporting Sport, perhaps, because Greg don't want to do the Sporting.
No, so. I don't do the Sporting.
This could be quite some time. It's on the schedule, but we want to take a few more hours to actually just work through this one. We make a decision. Adjudicator coming into play now. And a relief. Finally, the prize has been selected. Well done.
Oof. Right, Gregos has gone for all the gel and energy supplements and bottles, etc. So the next winner is...
It's a yellow 181 to 185. Fix. Yeah, fix. Tony, did you win? Is it yours?
Not me.
That would be a fix.
Do we have a winner? We must have a winner. Yes, we do have a winner. Fantastic.
Grimsby. Beyond
you
the
see,
map.
I knew that Grimsby was going to actually succeed. You can come around this way, actually. I know this way. Whichever way you like. It's all the one to myself. Just think how they could completely relaunch the lottery with this kind of format.
I entered the lottery a few weeks ago with that massive rollover.
Yeah.
I was actually very disappointed that I didn't win. I hyped myself up so much. I thought I was at least going to get a 10 out of it.
But Connor, you've won the lottery simply by being here with this wonderful winner tonight. So there we are.
Yeah. I'm the real winner.
Exactly.
All right.
Success.
Pam has chosen the Montgomery Brooks plan.
Hey. Very popular prize. And number three.
Number three, here we go. So now the yellow one, it's 176 to 180, yellow.
176 to 180, yellow.
Redraw.
Did he win again? It's
Pam showing uncommon sort of altruism there by actually saying, put it back in there. Well done.
It's a pink one. 186 to 190. God, would that be correct again? It is. I don't
know. No, no, no.
What do you want to know?
Right. Mistake.
Yellow, 66 to 70.
RAF Gorillas.
Yay! Choice of the remaining prizes now.
I'll go with these tyres, I think.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Tyres have now gone. Okay, penultimate one, I think.
So, we're left with a selection of clothing and a sportive entry for all of this year.
Okay, so another yellow. 16 to 20 yellow.
16 to 20 yellow. We got that moment where we're going to say, yes, it's mine. Yeah. You could write a song about this, actually, couldn't you?
Not an online one, is it?
The cycle rollover. That's very single.
Somebody in this room
now, I'll take it. Going in 1, 2, 3. We'll have another draw then. 4 more.
Okay. Yellow, 1 to 5.
Yay! And we was at. Oh!
Do you want to?
Another member of the team, yeah. Redraw.
That's just so nice, Tony, that's the whole thing. Well, you could be here for quite some time,
it's right.
Exactly.
Right, the lily yellow. 321 to 325.
Bertie Wallace.
There we are. The winner twice over again this evening. Will he go for the clearance?
There's a bottle of Prosecco for him again.
Another one. Which obviously he can't have and will pass on to his other mistakes.
There your choices, Robert. The clothing or the sporting entry?
Right, I think the clothing.
He's gone for the clothing.
So the sportive still up for grabs.
Whoa. I don't think anyone's very happy with that choice actually, so I don't know if that makes sense, but never mind. He's got the clothing. No, go with the clothing. It's all there. Oh, my stuff.
That's fucking yours, Robert.
Clothing is Harry. Right, the winner of
the 6 fellow sportive events for this year. Free entry.
Is this the big one?
This is the big one.
The big one, right. Okay.
We should have a drummer already, but the drummer shouldn't be a
contact. Here we go. It's a little yellow. 226
to 230. Somebody must surely have got this. Yay! And I think she deserves it. Yeah, come
on. Redraw, okay.
Another redraw.
Right, and the winner is.
It's a pink one. 231 to 235 and a pink.
This is what they call great radio, folks, by the way. Anticipation. Sense of excitement.
Yes! Oh,
what do we have? Yes!
Alana Pryor. Somebody's dad's very happy right now. Congratulations. Peter Pryor, I think we should say, on all the sportive entries.
Well done, that's excellent stuff. Not only Manchester Velodrome, but onwards.
And there's a bottle of Prosecco here for you as well. Not for you, but.
Exactly. Would you like to come and collect your bottle of Prosecco? Or not yours? Yes, you're going to make the journey there. And whilst we're waiting for a while to actually make our way to the stage, Paul Godling will be up in a few moments' time. Oh, the excitement is phenomenal. Lots of hints being dropped here, Tony, have you noticed? Mother's Day on the 6th of March.
Indeed.
Well done. Okay, round of applause to all our raffle winners, and well done. Thank you for taking part in the whole thing. Excellent.
Thank you for everybody to take part in that.
And thanks to Connor for drawing them so expertly, yes. And several times in many cases. Excellent. Okay. Well, welcome back to the second part of the, I'm almost about to say, Manila Expo, Tony, but pinnacle of joy and happiness. Happy meals, happy music. We would like you to give a big welcome now, as the lights go down, to what we promised you in the early part of the production was going to be a phenomenal scenario, a demonstration about cycling power with the one and only Paul Godley. Paul, would you like to join us on the stage? Thank you. Yay, they're warming up. It's a long walk from the stage, obviously. Very long and lonely walk. Tony, do you know what we're about to see? Because I'm actually looking for the opportunity to say, before you leave this evening, the collection of bags that's near the bar, they're all courtesy of Craig and his parents. So a round of applause. What's the caravan parking here?
Whitegate.
Whitegate. Whitegate Caravan Park in Cumbria will supplied all the team bags. You'll see them there with your name on each handle if you pick those up.
Very good quality. I mean, I know, I've picked all of them beforehand, so extremely good.
And also, before you do a sponsor duty as well, the sponsor wall is there before you go. If you could have your photo took against that, keep us sponsors very happy. Mr. Godley back in the room.
Yes, I don't think he's actually so powered up, he's actually cycled away. I know the raffle draw was long, but I didn't think it was necessarily sort of going to be a day-by-day thing. We might finish by the year 2036, by the way, that's the sort of time zone, so... As I was already saying, Tony, do you know what the cycling demonstration is going to entail? Perhaps you'd like to step into the breach?
I don't, it's my battery to reveal all to us.
He's here, Paul, welcome.
Mr. Paul,
fantastic. Negotiations that always impress me. Very good.
Yeah, we've brought a few products down with us tonight. Power meters, if anyone's come and have a look and have a chat. We were hoping to have Paul Smith down, who's our bike fitter. We were going to do a demonstration on bike fit and put a power crank on, but fortunately he was unable to make it tonight. So if anybody wants to come over and have a chat, we'll explain a little bit about the different types of power meters we do, which is becoming really popular now with a lot of cyclists. Thank you.
As I said, Manila Expo, thank you, Paul Godley, thank you. Excellent stuff. And as we were about to say, that's how you live and train as a cyclist, obviously. Just make sure you go and see it. Check out Paul, actually, later on today, or indeed this evening, because there's lots of great stuff that's happening within that. Now, all we clearly need at this particular moment, as we actually said we were going to look forward into the future, are indeed five young men to recruit to Team Manila.
One of the new additions we've got for this year is, as well as the women's team, is a junior team, and a very, very exciting junior team. Nick Berger from Teesside University has seen at first hand some of the guys from the junior team. So I'd like to invite Nick on stage, as well as Robert, Will, and Ted from the junior team who are here tonight.
Stage. Teesside University, your specialism is?
Exercise physiology.
Excellent. So these three young men, we're going to have a brief chat with a few of us. They're looking very nervous. It's all right. It's okay. We're not going to sort of bite much. In terms of what you've just seen, cycling is such a tremendous useful sport for exercise, good cardiovascular exercise, but what are your thoughts?
Well, the numbers were among the best I've tested, and I've tested 600 cyclists. So they were up there, especially for their age, extremely good. And maintaining that level of fitness and quality, what's the advice? I think maintenance will be fairly easy if they don't stop. The improvement is where it's probably more difficult. But judging how young they are and how good they already are, I think if they continue, don't do too much, they'll probably just improve even more. Nutrition, clearly important, who would have thought? Very important. They're all pretty lean already, so I don't think it's too much to worry about. Obviously, maybe once you get past the teenage years where you might gain a bit of weight.
It's not looking at me when you say that, it's okay.
But nutrition-wise, I think, you know, if those buffets are avoided, you know.
Avoid the buffets?
Not every day of the week, maybe, but you know.
Okay, but let's bring these funny folk in. Yes, the microphone will stretch, fantastic. Your name, first of all?
Ted.
Ted, okay, were you expecting this, Ted?
No, fine.
So what was it about cycling in Team Manila that effectively led you to become part of the new elite in Manila cycling?
I was just after the Duke of Edinburgh, I was out like in a cafe. I can't remember where, but anyway, I saw like...
Sound good, short-term memory loss at your age?
I was a bit tired, but I saw all of these there and I'm like, I raced with Will and Rob last season and I was good friends with them, so I just thought I'd join the team where they were.
So Will, you adopted them? Have you adopted this man? Mm-hmm. Will?
Yeah.
Did you adopt this young man?
Yeah.
Has he lived up to expectations?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
And man in the middle, your name once again?
Will.
Will, yeah, I see. I have name badges. I said name badges. What are your thoughts on the season as it comes, as we approach it, as we're in it?
It's good.
It's good. That's it. That's a quote of the evening. Fantastic. Nick, you must be very pleased.
I am very pleased, yes. Obviously, Tony's recruited quite a few young riders, and we had a selection in, and I was really impressed with the selection you made.
And is this a pioneering thing from your experience across the country? I mean, is this what we're doing with Manila, something that's, you know, quite special across the base?
Yes, definitely. So with the younger guys and also with the women's team, I've not really come across it that much. And I was really impressed when I talked with Tony originally, and he's pulled it off, and it's just getting bigger.
And Nick, I know that there's a great push, certainly down at the University of Lincoln, to get us academics more sort of healthy and fit, etc. Do you find the same thing as far as cycling is concerned? Would you be becoming a celebrity rider in Team Manila in the near future?
Me?
Yes.
Definitely not, no.
Well, I did try. Okay, once again, to Dr. Nick Berger and the three Team Manila folk. Fantastic. A round of applause, please. Thank you.
The evening's flown by.
Apart from a raffle draw. Sorry.
That concludes the presentation, almost. There's a bottom of your thank yous. Thanks to Liberties for being so helpful. It's a great room, been a great service. Thanks to Paul at Godley's for bringing the equipment down. Please take a look at what he's brought down. And thanks to Nick for giving his time up as well. Thanks to all you guys for coming down and buying into the Manila cycling ethos, which is not necessarily always about winning, but we try to win and we try to have a good time while we're doing it.
It's about broadcasting as well. We have to see most of these people on the On Your Bike podcast.
Yes, once a month from Southside Broadcasting. So the new guys in the team stand on the verge of hopefully creating your own little bit of local history over the next 6 months, because the race season is properly going to kick in now in March. The guys in 2014 will tell you how much of a buzz they got from being part of that race team. The guys new to are about to experience that, and it is a special little team we've got, and it's only special because of the people in it, and we're passionate about recruiting the right people for the team. And once again, we've got the right mix. So thanks everyone for coming along. Best of luck for this season, and I look forward to watching you and watching you win and enjoy yourselves at the same time.
Tony McDonald, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. We hope you enjoy the evening. Thanks, and enjoy your cycling.